Welcome to danielswindow.org, where we watch and pray. This is prayer week 34. This one is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11 through 12. It says, to this end also we pray for you always. So it starts out, we pray for you always. Just don't, you know, start and stop prayer. Keep somebody, especially those ones who are in inner circle, your family, your friends, pray for them always. Maybe it doesn't have to be every day. Many times we need to be praying for, you know, same people every day, but we need to keep there in prayer always. To this end, we pray for you always, not just sometimes, but always, that our God will count you worthy of your calling. So this is something we want to pray for ourselves and pray for one another, that our God will count us worthy of our calling. How do we know if we're worthy of our calling? Well, we're walking in it. We're not worthy when God chooses us. And none of us, you know, in this world, you're chosen because you already have some type of accomplishment. You're already worthy of the position you're applying for. But in the kingdom of God, God chooses us before we're worthy. God chooses us before we're qualified, and then he qualifies us. And so we need to be praying over ourselves and ourselves that God would count us worthy of our calling. And how do you worthy of your calling? It means you come up to the plate. It means you rise up to the occasion. It means you're walking with God in the cool of the evening. It means you're going in his direction. It means you're putting down your own plans and your own things and your own ways and going after him. So I want to be counted worthy of my calling. I don't want to come short. I don't want to fall short. I don't want to be one of those who are called, but, you know, many are called, but few are chosen. And I think it's part of what Paul is talking about on here. I want you to be chosen. I want to be chosen. I don't want to just be called and called and called and called, and I never answer the call. And if I do answer the call, you know, you've got to go through the motions, not just the motions, but you've got to go through the process of God qualifying us for that position, that our God will count you worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire for goodness. So we want to pray that, you know, God will fulfill every desire for goodness, his desires. And of course, if it's not his desires, then it's going to be fleshly desires or desires of the world, then those aren't going to be fulfilled for goodness. So we want to know that our desires are going to be filled, every desire for goodness, fulfill every desire for goodness. And the work of faith with power. We don't want to just have faith with no power. We want to have faith with power. I mean, how many times have you been there? How many times have you had faith, but it didn't seem to do anything for you? You didn't seem to go forward. You didn't seem to be able to grasp what God has promised us because there is no power behind that faith. So that our God will count us worthy of your call to fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith with power. So faith is an action word. So we need power to move forward. And usually they're increments or small increments moving ever forward, but in small increments every day. And that takes power to do so. Many times people, if you don't have power, then you just kind of sit and sit and sit. And a lot of people have this faith and they're quoting scriptures and they're going around these circles, but they never move forward with power. And so they don't see their desires filled with goodness, and they don't see the work of faith with power, and they either quit or they just kind of sit there. So this is good. This is something good to pray for yourself and others. So that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified in you. So when we're walking in God's, when we're found worthy of the calling that God has called to us, when we're walking in his power and not our own, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified in us and us in him. And, you know, we should be want to be recognized. We don't want to be glorified. We want God, you know, to be glorified. We want Jesus to be glorified. But I want to be considered a man of God. I want to be considered faithful and true. And that's what he's talking about here, is that when people see that you're walking with God, they're going to see you as a man or woman of God. And that's good to be seen as if you are worthy of your calling. And some people are walking in their calling, but they're not really worthy of that calling. They're making all kinds of mistakes, especially in the background when nobody can see, nobody can hear, and they're not really worthy of their calling. But that's why we're praying this over ourselves and praying this over other people, that God would act and qualify people and get people to that position where they're worthy of their calling. And fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith of power, so the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified in you and you in him. according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So according to the grace, not according to our ability, not according to our strength, not according to our intelligence, because a lot of people try to do it through intelligence. A lot of people try to just blast through with their strength, but no, it's according to the grace of our God. How do you know if it's grace or something else? Well, if it's frustrating you, then it's because of your limited strength. If it's frustrating you, it's because of your limited understanding or knowledge. If it's frustrating you, it's because you're doing it in your own power and not in the grace of God. The grace of God is easy yoke and light burden. The grace of God gives the power to go through. Doesn't mean it isn't difficult at times, but it means you're no longer looking to yourself to accomplish something, no longer look to yourself to make yourself worthy or to do your calling, but you're looking to the Lord Jesus to empower you with his grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to accomplish all that he wants us to accomplish here in this earth and in his kingdom. So this was 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Quite a few things in here to pray about. So watch and pray.